Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Today we're tackling something that trips us up more often than we like to admit. Guilt and shame. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of should-haves and what-ifs? You know, those whispers in your head that say, you messed up, or you're not good enough. Well, guess what? We've all been there. Life is messy, we make mistakes, and sometimes those feelings of guilt and shame can really drag us down. But the good news is, they don't have to rule our lives. Stoic philosophy offers some seriously powerful tools to help us let go and move forward with a lighter heart. Ready to unpack that backpack? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways from the Stoics that can help you navigate those tricky feelings of guilt and shame. 1. Acknowledge it, don't dwell. The first step is recognizing when guilt or shame are creeping in. Don't ignore them or try to bury them under a pile of distractions. Instead, take a moment to acknowledge those feelings. Just saying, hey, I'm feeling guilty right now can be surprisingly helpful. But remember, acknowledging it doesn't mean dwelling on it. Once you've recognized the feeling, let it flow through you like water over a rock, observe it without getting swept away by it. 2. Separate actions from your identity. Stoics believed in taking responsibility for our actions but not letting them define who we are as people. You made a mistake? Okay, that happened. Now, ask yourself. Does this one action erase all the good things you've done? Does it mean you're a bad person? Absolutely not. Think of it like this. Your actions are like ripples in a pond. They create waves, but those waves eventually fade. You are the vastness of the pond itself, something much bigger and deeper than any single ripple. 3. Focus on what's within your control. Guilt often stems from dwelling on things we can't change. We beat ourselves up over past decisions or worry about outcomes that are beyond our control. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. Instead of agonizing over the past or fretting about the future, channel your energy into taking positive steps in the present moment. Practice compassion. This one's super important. Be kind to yourself. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do you dish out that kind of harsh treatment to yourself? Remember, everyone messes up. We all have our moments of weakness and regret. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer someone you love. 5. Make amends where possible. Guilt can often be lessened by taking steps to make things right. If your actions hurt someone, apologize sincerely and try to make amends. Even if you can't fully fix the situation, showing remorse and willingness to make things better can go a long way in easing your own burden. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's a fantastic baker known for her incredible cakes. But one day, she accidentally overbaked a cake for a friend's birthday party. Naturally, she felt terrible guilt gnawing at her, feeling like a failure. But Sarah took a deep breath and practiced what we just discussed. She acknowledged her feelings, reminded herself that this one mishap doesn't define her as a baker, and focused on what she could control. Making a new cake and putting extra effort into it to show how much she cared about her friend. Sarah's story shows us how those Stoic principles can be applied in real life. Letting go of guilt and shame is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, self-compassion, and a willingness to learn from our mistakes. But by embracing these 5 key takeaways, you can cultivate a stronger sense of inner peace and resilience, allowing you to move forward with confidence and grace. So remember, don't let guilt and shame hold you back. You are capable of amazing things. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, and start taking steps toward letting go. I know you can do it. And if this episode resonated with you, please share it with someone who might find it helpful. The act of kindness could make a world of difference in someone else's journey. Until next time, keep your mental fortitude strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.